Councilman Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed on our community. We pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To begin tonight, we've just had a meeting with the Student Advisory Committee, and I'd ask Eric Spencer and Laverne Chan to come up and introduce the kids, and I'd also ask the City Council to come down and shake hands with the students and also the City Administrator.
Mayor, thank you for inviting us tonight. This is a great group of students that we have the pleasure of introducing you to. And so as I call their name, if they would step up, we'd appreciate it very much. Jonas Molinar. And please help me with names if I butcher them. I've been known to do that a couple of times in my career. Cruz Otto. Ella Chapler. Yara Warden.
Good handshake there.
Did I say that correctly? Ananis Chavez. Tegan Brown. Okay, this one I'm going to need help with. I'm done. And how do I say your last name? Karish. Okay. Thank you. Raymond Loya?
Ramon
Loya, sorry. Andrew Coswell? And Sarah Bernal McCullough. As you can see, we have a great group of kids, and we appreciate very much your support. Thank you.
Four years.
That's commitment. Sophomore. Excellent. We have grades 6 through 12.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters? Is absent. Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez. Number two, consider approval of resolution number 2019-57, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2019-20 fiscal year budget. Ms. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor Council. I'll be going over second quarter budget adjustments for the current fiscal year.
Beginning in the general fund, there's a request to increase revenues and expenditures $100,000 for a donation received from NWP for park improvements. The Parks Department is requesting $18,000 in capital funds for LED lighting at the flumes. The IT Department is requesting $6,000 in capital funds for security cameras at Heritage Park. The next three requests are from the Police Department. They're requesting $10,000 in capital funds for repairs to the gate around the north parking lot, $10,000 in capital funds to purchase a portable light tower, and $110,000 in operating funds for essential items due to an expanding workforce and obsolete equipment. The Streets Department is requesting $27,000 in capital funds for a new engine for a street sweeper. The library is requesting an increase to both revenue and expenditures for $1,803, and 85 cents for the grant and aid that was awarded higher than anticipated. The Community Development Department is requesting an increase to both revenues and expenditures for $50,000 for a New Mexico EDD grant for the benefit of Carlsbad Main Street. The North Mesa Senior Center is requesting an increase to both revenue and expenditures for $8,400 for a private donation received for an additional HVAC unit. The Projects Department is requesting $400,000 in capital funds for additional funding for dam repairs, where the bid came in higher than budget. This particular budget adjustment, due to a timing issue, was not taken to the Budget Committee for approval. The decision was made by upper management to bring it directly to council. In the Capital Projects Fund, we're requesting an increase to revenues and expenditures for $90,000 for the proceeds from the sale of the fountain property to be used in the construction of the new health facility. In the Airport Improvement Fund, the request is to increase revenues $976,729 and expenditures, which does include the city match, for $995,443 for an amended aviation grant for taxiway improvements. The Street Improvement Fund, we're requesting to increase revenues and expenditures $30,000 for an XTO donation, $20,000 for capital for a crack seal machine, and $10,000 in operating for equipment maintenance. And the last is the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund. There is a request for $42,380.37 for the Chamber of Commerce to advertise Christmas on the Pecos.
Questions or comments from Ms. Gonzalez?
Mayor, all of this has been brought before the Budget Committee, and regarding general fund projects for the funding of the dam repairs, this is a time-sensitive matter. We're going to drain the river in January and would not have had the time to address this appropriately, so I would therefore move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Hernandez to briefly discuss C2 and Chief Lopez to give us an overview of D1, please.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this item C2 is consider approval to award bid number 2019-20 for replacement of the dam gates at the Upper Tansel Dam on the Pecos River. The city put out the sealed bids and received three bids. One from Smithco, one from AUI, and one from Constructors. The lowest bid was $818,000. The budget adjustment was just approved a few minutes ago is to allow this to happen. And if there's any specific details about the project, I could probably have Mr. Cass come up. It did go over budget above the engineer's estimate due to some NEPA panels. And there are a few other items that were just costly in this project.
Any questions or comments on that?
Mike, I assume that the gates need to be repaired, right?
Yes. These particular gates, they're probably the original gates. They are basically welded shut by nature. Yeah, so it's time. It's definitely a needed maintenance project.
Okay, Chief Lopez.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council. We're looking at D1, which is the fireworks. As we're all aware, last year in Roswell there was a tragedy. A firefighter lost his life building a fireworks show. So that made us reevaluate how we do and what we do. And it, through a lot of hours of talk and research, it was apparent that there is a safer way to do it. And so therefore, we're asking that we contract out the show. So, and we can concentrate more on the public safety side of things. We took great pride in that show, and it still bothers me a little bit, but the greater good is to move forward in a better light. So with that being said, we've done some work in trying to find contractors. The first problem being having the show on the 4th. That was one of the benefits we've always had, is being able to do the show on the day of the 4th. With contractors, sometimes we are forced to go a different day. So we were able to find a contractor that can do it on the 4th. We've done our best to produce, or hopefully produce, a show that will be as good as what we've been given in the past. But being that we're using a contractor, we're just going to have to work with that. And we're going to continue every year to make it better and have a good show for the community and a safe event.
Question for Chief Lopez.
Mayor, if I may.
Counselor? Yes.
Okay. Rick, you said there's a safer way to do it. I would think the fire department would be the most logical group to do anything like this. If I was to ask somebody to do something to do with fire, you're the guy.
I don't disagree. But looking at all the growth that we have here, the training, the different hats that we wear, when you hire a pyrotechnics team, that's all they do. All year, shows, weddings. I mean, that's their job all the way around. We did a big show, and it was a real good one, once a year. Could we have pulled it off? Maybe. But is it worth the risk? Sometimes you have to look at the risk and say, let's concentrate on what we do the best and let the pyrotechnics team do that. So you're right, I don't disagree, but let's put our efforts in the right direction. So that's kind of my thought on it. So yes, I feel we were doing it safely, but so did Roswell.
Further questions?
Mr. Mayor, I have one. Not really a question, a comment, and actually on D2, I just wanted to say that I'm really excited to have the Combat Challenge at Cavern Fest next year. Hmm. We tried this last year and just couldn't make the dates line up, but I think it's going to be really cool to have it downtown.
I'm excited about that too, yeah. Councilman. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this year, are you going to go back and beat Hobbs again?
Yes. that is our plan. Yes, sir.
Let him get by with it this last year.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number 4, consider approval of liquor license applications for a small brewer liquor license and a wholesaler beer liquor license for Milton's Brewing LLC, located at 213 A Mermod. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, we had a public hearing at City Hall on December 4th, 2019 for the Milton's Brewing location of 213 A West Mermod for a small brewer liquor license and a wholesaler beer liquor license. Lucas Middleton and Austin Wyatt both showed up representing Milton's and supported this, and we had no one show up in any kind of opposition, and we're bringing this before council today for approval.
Questions or comments for Mr. Hernandez?
I move approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of donation of obsolete equipment, 2010 ambulance to Roswell Fire Department. Again, Chief Lopez.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This donation, we're taking an ambulance out of service. It is number nine in our fleet. We maintain five first out and three reserves. So we have donated some in the past to Eddy County. We've donated them to different places. We hired our EMS chief out of Roswell, so he has a good working relationship and understanding of how Roswell operates. They have a private ambulance service over there. So they have an ambulance that they operate for their own people if they go to a fire call or whatever. It's a 1986 model. It's barely holding together. This one for us is costing us money to maintain and not use. So for them, it's quite a bit of a step up. And to me, it doesn't seem it would be wise of them to just purchase one for using it once or twice a week, where we're running about 15 to 20 calls a day. So that's the difference between the two departments. So we felt that this would be a way to let this go to a community that could benefit from it.
Question for Chief Lopez. Go ahead.
Rick, they have that many more calls in Roswell than we do?
No, they have a private ambulance service that runs all the calls. So Superior Ambulance runs the calls, and I don't know what the call volume is quite large. But Roswell Fire, if Superior's busy, has to transport from time to time. So depending when their call volume spikes, they could run two or three to the hospital a week. So, but their private ambulance handles the lion's share.
Further questions for Chief Lopez? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of temporary use application to allow vendors to place RVs at the Pecos River Village Conference Center during a gun show scheduled for January 10th through the 12th, 2020. Applicant Steve Porter. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this request is for a temporary use permit that would allow the vendor to place up to five RVs at the Pecos River Village Conference Center during a scheduled gun show at that facility. The applicant, Steve Porter, has requested to place the RVs up to five in the west gravel parking lot right there on the river, kind of in between the Pecos River Village and the city facility there. They asked this is how they apparently do business. They go to they hold these gun shows, and the people that run the gun show kind of go from show to show and stay in their RVs. Part of city policy is to have permission from the property owner to place RVs temporarily like this. City of Carlsbad is the owner in this case, so the governing body has to give permission. There are some conditions that the planning department recommends. Number one, the applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. Number two, the RV shall remain self-contained and will refrain from hooking into any utilities, and any RVs that are placed shall be removed by the end of the event on January 12th, 2020. Number three, a temporary use permit is required prior to placement of RVs. And number four, approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to place up to five RVs at the Pecos River Village within the West Gravel parking lot from Friday, January 10th to Sunday, January 12th, 2020, provided a business license is issued and a temporary use permit is obtained as required.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Mayor?
Councilor?
Is this going to become something that we're going to start doing from time to time? Because we haven't done this in the past, have we, Jeff?
I don't recall right off the top of my head when we've allowed someone to bring in RVs and place them during an event. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite common for events like this, now maybe not on city properties yet, but whether or not we start doing it, really at the will of the council and the mayor's office, if you guys want to promote this or whatever. Our policy just states that you guys have to give permission for someone to do this.
Someone asked me this for Calico Christmas. They wanted to bring their RV and set it, but I said, I don't know. But anyway, they'll go through the proper channels and they can do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Further questions?
I have one.
Counselor?
Is there any kind of penalty that's assessed if they don't clean up? I have no reason to think they wouldn't. I'm just curious.
I'm not sure if there's a penalty that we can assess. You know, we kind of mark that down, and if they were to request it again or request to use a city facility for an event, then we've got it on record that they didn't clean up after themselves or they didn't treat the city property as we expected them to. So it would hurt, I would think, their ability to secure a city facility in the future or place RVs where they want.
Okay, thanks.
Further questions?
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval to accept FY20 grant award for $40,000 from New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority for revision of the City of Carlsbad's affordable housing plan. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. This item is a request to accept an award that has been given to the City of Carlsbad in the number of $40,000 from the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority funds to revise our affordable housing plan for the community and the surrounding county. The city, through a third party, put in an application when we were made aware of available funding for this type of project. The city in 2015 passed an overall housing plan that touched on affordable housing and the need. This money would go toward revising the affordable housing portion of that plan and to really kind of flesh out some steps the city can take. We hope it'll identify funding for the city and for affordable housing developers. It's something that we can kind of promote to the affordable housing developing community to identify funding and opportunities here in Carlsbad. As you know, the city's under a significant housing crunch, with affordable housing being a significant part of that crunch. So we would ask that the council pass this or accept this and allow the mayor to execute a development agreement with the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority and any related documents to move this forward.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I would agree that housing in Carlsbad is a very big issue, and affordable housing in particular. And I, for one, would welcome the fresh set of eyes and new thoughts on this issue before us. And with that, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of the appeal of Resolution 2019-56, a resolution requiring the removal of the buildings and debris at 910 Sandia. Appellant Jim Yeager. Ms. Reardon.
City Council considered a resolution requiring the removal of the building from this property at the council meeting on November 12th of this year. At that time, we presented you information that included inspection reports from the code enforcement officer, the building official, and the fire marshal. They were all recommending that this property be considered for condemnation. in particular at that time, as you folks considered, they were particularly concerned about the structure itself. There was a significant lack of maintenance and damage that had resulted in the severe roof leaks. The roof leaks had resulted in damage to the structural members of the roof, to the ceiling, to the walls, the air conditioning system, the electrical system, the plumbing system were all in very poor shape. A portion of the building, it looks like kind of an added-on portion at the front, didn't have a foundation. It was not, the structure was not closed. It looked like people had kind of been in and out of it. Several windows were missing. This had also allowed the weather to come into the building. And this had resulted in significant damage. After this was considered by council, council voted and approved the resolution requiring that the building be removed. It was served as we could. The property owner is not here in the city of Carlsbad, so we published it and posted it. We mailed it to his address, and at that time we were approached by a Miss Patricia White. She is the fiance of Mr. Yeager, the owner of the property. And she asked whether or not he could appeal it. We explained that he could appeal it. He would have to do so in writing, that she could come and speak on his behalf for him, but that in order to do that, she had to present us with a document that is provided by the planning department. It's an affidavit saying when an owner can't come and speak, it's an affidavit saying the owner is authorizing someone else to speak on his or her behalf. He has, at the time I wrote my agenda briefing memorandum, we had not been presented with that affidavit. We have received the affidavit. We also received a multi-page a document from Mr. Yeager explaining the fact that he'd like to have an opportunity to rehabilitate the property. He says he understands it's in poor shape. He says that he's had a contractor come look at it. They would like to strip it down to the studs and redo it. A contractor had been to the building department, and he too did not, the contractor did not have the affidavit, so we can't issue a building permit to him without the owner's permission to issue the building permit. But what was explained to him is particularly due to the damage to the ceiling and the roof structure itself, not just the shingles and decking, but the underlying roof structure, that what would be needed is an engineer would need to look at that and determine whether how much work needed to be done to the roof to make it essentially acceptable under current code, and that depending on what was wrong, what the engineer found wrong with the roof, we may require engineered stamp plans for the rehabilitation. That has not been presented to us at this time, but what you have before you is Mr. Yeager's written request. We also have presented you with some updated photos. The exterior is not, I mean, we've seen much more debris and outside storage. In this case, it really is the structure that's at issue. Ms. White is here. Staff's recommendation is that if you believe the property could be brought into a reasonable condition in a reasonable amount of time, to grant that. If you feel that Mr. Yeager cannot bring the property into compliance with current code within a reasonable period of time, then deny it and go forward with the condemnation. But Ms. White is here to speak.
Will you state your name for the record, please?
I believe everyone got a copy of Jim's letter, but we were just wanting an opportunity to make this a home, and instead of demolishing it and an empty lot put there that wouldn't have a negative effect on the community, but it wouldn't have a positive effect as well. But if we had a chance to remodel it, then it would. Excuse me, I'm nervous. but we just would like an opportunity to be able to remodel it and to make it a home, whether it be for us or anyone else, because we believe that we can turn this property into a piece of value, or a property that would even value, that would bring the community. So, anyway.
Question for Ms. White,
Mayor,
Councilor.
Question.
How long do you think you need once a contractor would obtain permits? Have you had that conversation with the contractor?
I was not aware that we needed an engineer to look at the foundation, but we can certainly get that done. However, as far as the time, I'm not sure. It would have to be determined once the engineer looks at it, and just go from there. But my guess is, just from what I've been told from contractors, because we've had two of them look at it, that it wouldn't be long. That was their wording. So I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. But
I think, JJ, did you have something?
Question for Elaine. How many times has this been served or been out for?
Well, prior to Mr. Yeager owning this, I believe he acquired title sometime in July of this year. Prior to that, the city had been dealing with a former owner, a Bettina Cook. There had been multiple contacts or attempts to contact her about the condition of the property, but that was before Mr. Yeager bought it. Now, on the downside of that answer is the fact that Mr. Yeager did buy it, and it was already in pretty terrible condition. So he, how you want to weigh that factor that we were not in contact with him versus the fact he bought it and it's in poor condition at the time he buys it. So our contact with Mr. Yeager has been fairly limited because he's only owned it for about 5 to 6 months at this point.
Thank you.
Counselor?
If I may, Patricia, do you have the funds to do it if you did it?
Yes. Yes.
You could go through in a pretty quick pace.
Yes, we are prepared to do that.
And you do have a contractor in mind?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. My brother-in-law, or my brother, is one of them. Mm-hmm. He's an electrical contractor. But then there's another one that is one of Jim's friends, good buddies, that he knows a contractor, and I can't think of his name, which was told to me, but it escapes me right now. So, but anyway.
Further questions for Ms. White?
Mayor, can I say something?
Yeah.
So, Ms. White, you understand how you got to this point, right? The property's in disrepair, and the people that are some of the people that live next door and behind it are tired of looking at it.
I understand, yes.
You guys have only owned it since July, but I can also understand what their frustration with nothing being done. So I think that's kind of how we're at this point. I'm not a general contractor, but I did go by there too today and kind of look it over. I think it probably could be rehabbed, but like I said, I'm not a general contractor. I couldn't build a wooden box with three sides assembled. I'm not that guy, but what I'd like to see, and I think kind of what I'm hearing from everybody is, if we can review this, we only have one, or I guess it'll be the first meeting in January, which would be what day?
January
14th. If you could come back before council with, first of all, I'd like to see the property secured to make sure nobody's in there because they're sick and tired of people being inside there. I really don't want to see it torn down because it's going to become a weed and debris deal. If somebody does buy the property before they build it, it's going to have weeds on it, and then the wind's going to blow in March and April, and so I'd like you to secure it. I'd like you to come back before council with a review from a general contractor, not a buddy, not an electrical contractor, but somebody that's licensed to look at it and evaluate whether or not it's even salvageable. A plan of a timeline, a proposed timeline, like how long it's going to take for you guys to rehab it. And then maybe not the specifics of the financial deal, but just for us to make sure and for their... for the neighbors that live around it, it's peace of mind to know that you do indeed have the funds. I mean, we can't drag this out longer and build and buy two windows a month and replace windows. This is something that needs to be done in a quick time. So if you could come back to the first meeting in January and have those three things, and then also secure the property, I would be in favor of not tearing it down for the meantime and let's evaluate it at that time. I would rather see it rehab than torn down.
Thank you. Yes.
So I would put that in the form of a motion. I don't know if anybody feels the same way, but
I was taking the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, but I'd like to see if any of the neighbors would like to comment on this. Go ahead. And state your name for the record, please.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and the lawyer. We don't agree with you, Mr. Carter. We've been putting up with this house, my wife and I, for 20 years. 20 years. And it's gotten to this point in 20 years. Nothing's been done. All the Bettina Cook that was mentioned, never did a damn thing for it. And Jim bought this house. I don't know why. And I read that letter. Miss White, let us read the letter to Bill Green and I. Bill Green lives immediately behind it, so he can probably tell you stories too. Now today we just discovered that there's part of that house that has mold, heavy duty mold. We haven't seen any cats, so maybe they're gone, I guess. I don't know. Maybe the animal control got them all. The letter sounds good. I would vote for it, for that letter. But I look at that letter as a dilatory tactics. Delay the thing, delay the thing. Now, the owner's not here. And everybody got a friend that's a contractor, but the friends don't have licenses. And I would recommend that you deny this appeal. And according to the ordinance that I read today, if you deny the appeal, demolition should start immediately. And to me, immediately means tomorrow. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Salinas.
Thank you.
Okay.
The contractors, they do have licenses. They are contracted. I apologize, you know, for the last 20 years. We can't, Jim and I, we're not, you know, responsible for the last 20 years or for Bettina. However, if it was, it's my understanding that if it's in the better good for the community, you know, then how can, you know, the structure be demolished if it's, if we are planning to remodel this home only to bring it back to, you know, its beauty, to so that way the houses in the community, in the area, it raises value. It won't, you know, decrease value, that's for sure. I believe that's it. Right. There is a I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm finished. Sorry. I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think we have somebody else that wants to speak. Anybody? Yeah. And state your name for the record, please.
My name is Zach Downen. I'm a contractor here in town. And I was actually driving around Saturday looking at legal notices for investment property. And I saw this house, and I thought, well, I'll go and take a look at it. And I kept reading the legal notice, and I was like, well, this isn't like a auction house. It's for demolition, wanting bids. And so I actually, the door was open, so I walked in and looked around, and it is a mess in there, but I think the structure does have good bones. So just if you were to gut the whole house, the frame alone would be $30,000 in value, just the frame. And if you took the frame, if you took it to the frame, repairing the roof and other things, you still have that basic structure of value. And I tried to get a hold of the owners, but I was unable to. But I do think if they can't afford to fix it, they should at least be given the opportunity to sell it to someone who can, instead of tearing it down and then adding $10,000 bill to the property. I know the neighbors want to see no chance of people that are partying and acting up on there, but also they probably wouldn't like to see the house get torn down and the owners actually pay off the city for tearing it down and then, you know, having cookouts over there at night. There's, like you say, there's no telling what the problems are going to arise. So I don't know that tearing it down is the way to go, but giving them a little bit of time to see if they can prove that they have the money and a contractor, what they're going to do. And if they can't, at least they can show up in January and say, we can't do it, but here's, you know, people that do have the money with bank statement or whatever, and a letter from Casey Cash or somebody saying that this is the plan forward and it'll happen within, you know, 3 months of start to finish. Because I did look around at the houses as an investor. I want to look and see what the properties around it look like, and I think that house can be equally as valuable as the neighbors. I've never met her, I talked with one of the neighbors, and he told me about kind of what's been going on over the last 20 years, but at least give them an opportunity to sell it to somebody that can rehab it properly and don't just kind of leave them with a $10,000 bill for tearing it down. But that's just my
thank you.
2 cents.
Sorry, Mayor, may I speak real quick?
Yes, come up to the podium and state your name for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Brandy Aranda. Patricia White is my sister. If you've ever had stage fright in your life, well, you just saw it. They do have the money to rebuild this house. They want to. I've already looked at it myself. Yes, it has a lot of work. The contractor is a licensed contractor. I've already spoken to him. And like they said, we do need an engineer to look at the roof, and we're going to get that done. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Casey Cass, could you give us your opinion on the structural integrity of the house?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. You know, it has some issues beyond what's surfaced. Can it be fixed? Anything can be fixed if you have enough money. the building department, myself and Ray Benavides agree that a structural engineer needs to look at the integrity of certain portions of the house, including the roof structure, before we would be comfortable that it would meet code when it was done. And that's why that requirement was put there. That being said, is it the worst house we've ever brought to you? No. Is it a nuisance to the neighborhood and has been for many years? Yes. Is it condemnable by state statute standards? Yes. It's a hard one. But that's my opinion. It just needs some reporting and some fixes to some of the issues that aren't typical. They're not addressed by the code because it's in a state of dilapidation. That's why the requirement for the engineering report, so it is brought fully to code and is safe at the end of the day.
Questions for Mr. Cass?
I got a question, Mayor.
Councilor.
What about the concrete on the foundation?
Well, that's another area of concern that needs to be addressed. Some of it is lacking what in current day code or by anybody's reasonable expectation of a foundation needs to be addressed on the additions to the home. That's an additional expense. It's accomplishable. It is. But again, we need some drawings showing us how that will be accomplished in order to bring it to current code. That's different than the code it was built to so many years ago. But when you embark on something like that, and to the extent of this remodel that would have to be done, it would have to be in compliance with today's code. And that will be at a pretty good expense.
Because the entire concrete is cracked. Pictures I can see.
That's correct. There's some of it is surface cracking and shrinkage cracking. Some of it is structural cracking that needs to be addressed. And in one form or another, I can't say. I'm not a structural engineer, but, you know, helical piers maybe, you know, you may have to over-excavate and place a new footing under portions of it. There's several ways to get there, but absolutely it's of a concern.
Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Councilor, we have a motion and a second on the table.
The motion was to...
You want to restate your motion?
Secure the property, first and foremost. I'd like her to have a licensed contractor go over there and evaluate it and tell you whether or not it's even capable of being rehabbed. Bring back a timeline plan and then bring back a financial plan. Because a contractor can tell you, look, it's going to cost $40,000 or $100,000. And I, with the clear displeasure of some of the neighbors and the likelihood of me being beat up on the way out of here, I'm going to say, if this isn't done by this first meeting, I'll be the first person to make the motion to move forward with the demolition.
A second.
It was already second.
We already had a second. Any further discussion? If not, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
I feel like we're talking too little, too late, and I would vote no.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
No.
Mr. Chavez.
I believe he's had 5 months to look at the property, see if it can be rehabbed. So my answer is a no.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Four to three.
So it passed. That's right. Judy's not here. Okay, 4-3, the motion passed. Number 9. Consider approval of resolution 2019-58, a resolution urging the New Mexico legislature to repeal the state tax on Social Security benefits for New Mexico seniors. Ms. Reardon, this is a good one.
Yeah, I kind of think the title says it all. As described by the mayor, this would be a resolution from the Carlsbad City Council urging both the state legislature and the governor to consider repealing the income tax that New Mexico places on certain Social Security benefits, particularly those for seniors. The majority of states in the United States do not tax those. New Mexico does. We also have one of the higher poverty rates of seniors within the nation. So considering that these benefits are for a number of people, the only benefits they receive that they are, for most people, fairly limited benefits, the theory is that this is money that should be left in the hands of the recipient and not taken as a tax.
So it is double taxation.
It is viewed by some as double taxation, since you gain the benefit having earned wages, you were taxed on your wages, and then this is the benefit you paid into, and then you're taxed on it again.
And this is also a recommendation by the New Mexico Think Foundation. Question from the council?
Mayor, I move approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2019-59, a resolution requiring the removal of the trash and debris at 2312 Avenue A, owner John Papson. Ms. Reardon.
I'm sorry, I pulled up the wrong file there. This is a weed and debris removal, if I'm looking at the right one. This is a house in a residential area. It's the area between 6th and 8th Street. There is a single-family residence and some accessory structures. We're showing you the photos that were taken in advance of the council packet being assembled. What you also have before you are some photos that were taken more recently. Council has, code enforcement has been in contact with the occupants of this property and have tried to contact them and essentially instructed them that this needed to be cleaned up, this kind of outdoor storage. And as you look, it's kind of a vast variety of items. I don't think there's really a way to categorize this. And although there was some work done at one point, the property has not been brought into compliance and certainly not been kept in compliance. The photos that are before you today in the additional information show that even though this has been set, there has been no additional work done. A letter was sent to the property owners at the address given by the county assessor's office, and the letter was signed for on December 3rd by an Anna Garcia. She is listed as one of the people who either owns or has an interest in the property. My office was not contacted by anybody regarding this property, but I don't know if anybody's here today to address council about it.
Do we have a representative here?
Okay, as I said, the letter, we sent a certified return receipt letter, and the signature on the return receipt appears to be that of Anna Garcia, one of the listed owners. If the resolution was adopted as proposed, essentially the property owners would be given, we would attempt to serve the property owners if we can find them within the city limits of the city of Carlsbad. We believe we might be able to. If we are unable to serve them after a reasonable attempt inside the city, then service is done by posting a sign on the property and publishing one time in the newspaper. Once service is accomplished, either by personal service or by posting and publishing, the owners would have 30 days to clean up the property. If that is not done, then the city would either do the work itself or hire a contractor to do the work. All reasonable expenses to the city to do that work could be placed as a lien against the property. And should the city so choose, the city could foreclose to enforce its lien. As you can see, it's a fairly extensive amount of stuff. I don't know how else to classify it.
Question for Ms. Reardon?
We are talking debris, non-structural.
We are not talking about, that is correct. We are not talking about removing any of the structures, simply the items that you piled or kind of stacked around the property.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of resolution 2019-60, a resolution requiring the removal of the building and debris at 306 South Guadalupe Street, owners Ben and Maria Idoralde. Ms. Reardon.
This is a proposed structural removal, and I believe Mr. Iturralde is here, but this is a property that suffered an extensive fire in, I believe, January of this year. As you can see from the photos, there was extensive damage to the structure, both to the interior and some to the exterior. Essentially, the property has been, although it's been going on a year now, the structure is still in place. Code enforcement, the fire marshal, and a building inspector have been out there. They have all looked at it. Between the age of the building and its condition prior to the fire, and of course the damage done to the building by the fire, it is their recommendation that this would not be reasonably rehabable, but instead should be ordered to be torn down. In the photo packet that's been provided you today, you will see that there is a large roll-off container that is next to the building, and some of the interior, like some cabinets, appear to have been removed. However, I did talk to the building department. A demolition permit has not been issued for this structure. Under state law, before a building can be demolished, one has to get an asbestos inspection. I sometimes have trouble saying that. And prior to being issued the demolition permit, the building department has not been, as of my conversation with them about midday today, had not been presented with an asbestos inspection and had not obviously granted a demolition permit. The roll-off container is not a City of Carlsbad roll-off container, so it wouldn't have come to our attention via our roll-off container being placed there. We did send a certified letter, and it was signed for by what appears to be a Ben Iturralde on November 21st of 2019, and somebody has approached the mic, so.
Yes. Mayor.
Question for Ms. Reardon.
Will
you state your name for the record, please?
Benjamin Iturralde.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Maria is on the name. Her name's on there. Mm-hmm. And we're divorced, and she's not entitled to the house. So that's why she's not here. You probably couldn't find her because I don't know where she is either. Mm. But in June, I sold the house. And the owner now is here. I'm carrying the note, and I have a real estate contract. And Mr. Carlos Reyes is here. So it's his house now.
Was it registered in the...
I will say that the owner as listed by the county assessor was Iturralde's. I will also say that under New Mexico law, if you have a real estate contract, you still have title has not necessarily fully transferred to the new owner. It's kind of almost like an installment process if that's what you're doing.
Yes.
So he has not paid you in full for the house yet?
No, he's making payments.
Right. So at this point, both of them would be considered to have an interest in the property. Both he as still the owner and the person making payments on the property. You said it was Carlos?
Carlos Reyes. He's here.
Either could speak on this if whoever council wants to hear from.
Mayor, could I ask a question?
Councilor?
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Why would you even want it? I don't understand, maybe. Is that not a good question? I don't know.
I'm the owner. It used to be a rent house.
Yeah, but it's burned. It looks pretty bad.
Well, I sold it. So.
You sold a burned house.
Yeah.
But at this point, you're still responsible for it. Is that right?
Essentially, legally, both he and Mr. Reyes have an ownership interest in it. It's. As I said, he's selling it, but he hasn't been fully paid for it. The other gentleman has at least partially paid for the structure, so they're kind of both in this together. In the end, if we clean it up and we place a lien on it, our lien is enforced against the property. So if Mr. Reyes is the one that has the plans for this property, council is certainly entitled to hear from him about his plans. And if Mr. Iturralde wants to say he's not going to do anything further on it, that's fine.
Yeah, I've been working on the house and cleaning it up with him and some friends. So I'm still working on it, cleaning it up, making it look presentable, at least.
But. So. Mayor, I'd like to hear from Mr. Reyes.
Yeah.
And see
what yeah.
his intentions are for this. I can't wait for
Good evening, members of the council. My name is Carlos Reyes. I bought the property from Mr. Benjamin Iturralde. Myself and I'm the one that got the container. Because all the furniture of the last tenant that was there was still in there. So I just got all that stuff removed from the house. And then today I got the approval of the asbestos test, which should be done this week. And then so I can get the demolition permit from you guys, from the code enforcement.
So you're going to do the demo yourself?
I talked to a contractor. He told me that if I could waive the, or if you guys could waive the landfill.
Which we don't do.
We don't do.
Because it's residential.
It's also run by the county.
All right. But I'm still getting it done. Because I want to put a double wide or build a house. I'm looking into that. But I live in the backside, which there's another smaller house in there. So I don't know. I mean, I'm working on it.
Ms. Reardon?
How soon do you think you could have the work completed?
Demoed? Like
right,
demolition?
The land?
Land?
Right. What the law requires is that the property be left in a clean, level, safe condition. How soon do you think you could have the property in that shape?
I would say within the month.
So 30 days?
I would say so. I believe so.
As drafted, the ordinance, the resolution would give him 30 days. I don't know if you want to give him a little bit of wiggle time on that, but, I mean, essentially he would have, as drafted, the resolution considers giving the owner time to bring this into compliance or one of the owners time to bring it into compliance.
Yeah, it's pretty damaged. I just took out the stuff that was in there. It's just bad.
Mayor, if I may, I appreciate the fact that you're cleaning it up and have
just the inside.
Yeah, have taken some stuff. You know, again, as we stated before tonight, I'd rather not us go and tear it down. I'd rather you do it. But we have to make sure it moves forward. So I really don't want to hear it again. So I mean, I don't want it to come back and back and back. And yeah. So the ordinance already is at 30 days, right? I would like to make a motion to extend that to, let's do 60 days. And that way it gives you a little buffer.
Right.
And to have it within the standard of the law.
60 days is fully within council's authority to do.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I guess, Mayor, he knows that if it's not done in 60 days, we will move forward with the demolition and you will be charged for it, or a lien will be
paid. It'll be a lien on property, yes. I understand that.
Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters. Oops, she's out. Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
You have 60 days. Number 12, council committee reports. Does any council member have a update?
Mayor, we had a meeting last Sunday with Representative Dora Small. I think it was very beneficial. She took a lot of notes and listened to our concerns, and hopefully we'll act on our behalf in those matters.
Good.
Also, we have a meeting scheduled for Monday with the Census 2020 group out of Las Cruces coming in to Once again, I'd like to stress my concern about the man camps and an accurate count in the 20.
Exactly. Yeah. We appreciate all your work. Anyone else on the council?
Councilman Chavez and I last month attended the Energy Communities Alliance meeting in Nashville and had good presentations and good discussions about nuclear and WIP and the Holtec project. So, and Councilman Chavez was also elected the ECA member at large. So we have representation on the executive board of ECA.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is good news. That will help us. Anyone else? We have a mayor's committee, the West Bypass Joint Committee with the county. And Susan Crockett is going to be the chairman of that. John Lowe is going to be on it. The vice chairman is going to be Leo Estrada, Jason Burns, Dr. Gary Washburn with the schools, Lee White with the Loving School. So we're looking forward to moving forward with that. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? No more from the council? If not, we'll move to number 13, Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And we got a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
We're adjourned.